This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What is Chris and Kem from Love Island's latest track like? Is it actual good or complete lit? Why is Chris so bad at leaving voicemails? And more people on my not very nice celebrity list. Plus, you'd be surprised what some people do in toilets. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Here we are then, Tuesday lunchtime, and it's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hey Chris.
Hey.
You know, Clara always says bye after her show to me by saying, have a ding-dong day. I'm going to start saying it, I think.
Are you just going to adopt it as well?
I quite like it as a sign-off. Have a ding-dong day.
Scott Mills.
So you were in Portsmouth with the Beast from the Chase last night, Chris.
I was.
How did that go down?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. Because it sort of turned into like a me and him situation.
Was he DJing?
I was showing him, like, loosely how to do it at one point because he was interested to learn. But a lot of the time he just sort of stood there and people would go and have photos with him. But he is massive.
He is massive, yeah.
Like, full-on beast.
Yeah, well, that's why he's called the Beast. That's his nickname, yeah.
There was a wonderful moment where I tried to get him to sing a song or do something other than just doing photos. And I got him to do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air rap.
Oh, amazing. Did he know it?
He knew it. That was the only song that he seemed to be up for doing.
Oh, he's nice though, right?
I wanted him to do Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that would have been good.
But he wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, good night?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, good fun.
I was reading yesterday that this Chris and Kem track from Love Island was like sitting at the top of some download charts, which means it could actually be in the official chart on Friday. They released it straight after that show that was on the other night, straight out of Love Island. Oh, by the way, Caroline Flack's listening at the moment. She just texted me.
Nice.
Probably slow walking into a villa somewhere.
This song, when I first heard about it, I had to go and have a little look last night just to hear a clip of it.
Yeah.
It's mad because I don't know whether I should be liking it or not.
I mean, it's kind of like the sound of it is really good, but then what they're doing over the top of it is utter nonsense.
It's a little bit, leave it.
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 I sound 5'10". Yeah. I was on a hype when I first walked in.
Oh, wow.
Straight 10 out of 10. Had a league one chick, now my ting's burnt. And some man creep on a D-Lo. Real talk, that's not me.
See what I mean? It sounds good.
It's a reload. Who the f*** is Theo?
But what they're saying is it's rubbish.
It's like lyrically, I don't know if it'll go down as one of the greatest songs ever. But that said, like, doesn't need to, does it?
No.
And fair play that they've gone and actually done this.
I know.
What's your take?
Well,
it sort of feels like it's going into 21 seconds or something like that.
It is a bit so solid. The budget hasn't gone on promotion, I can tell you that.
Right.
So you've got Chris and Kem here filming themselves in what looks like a lift in a pretty noisy club to promote their new hit.
We can't believe this is happening.
It's happening now, a little bit, leave it.
Out now.
Out now, release.
All right. They're probably in a club in Norwich somewhere. Like, do it somewhere quieter.
I think what I'm not sure about the song is the voices that they put on. Because they put on these... It is like them pretending to be rappers.
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
I sound
5'10".
Can't believe this is happening.
None of us can.
Out now.
Literally, none of us.
Chris Stark. Scott Mills is going to get a little bit litty.
Oh, I see. I do like them, though. Chris and Kem are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy tomorrow morning.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
I aced it from the classroom to the ballroom. I aim high. With my degree in awesome, yeah, I shine bright. I'm the apprentice, because I win at life. Ain't no limit, going to win it right in the universe.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Can we just talk about that apprentice thing we just played?
It was,
what are they doing?
Suddenly went a bit hip.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
I aced it from the classroom to the ballroom. I aim high. With my degree in awesome, yeah, I shine bright. I'm the apprentice, cause I win at life. Ain't no limit. Gonna win it, riding a unicorn, a solid.
See, that's gonna disappoint me because.
So, who's that? Is that Nick Hewer? I'm really confused as to what's going on there.
Yeah. But. Now he's done You're Fired in that right way. That's what I want to hear on the show. I'm going to be disappointed when he just goes, You're Fired, because I want to sound it like this.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
That's what I want from the show itself.
That's how he should do it. It's not Nick Hewer anymore, is it?
No.
It's Claude.
It's Claude now. Also, who'd have thought that Chris and Kem would be running out of music?
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's a little bit, leave it.
It's
Sounds like.
Who's that bully for me? Who's that bully for me?
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Bit more Fire Crew. Obviously, purely coincidental.
Scott Mills.
Lewis has been on saying, afternoon, boys. I really enjoyed Honest October yesterday. More from the list, please. It was the best show ever yesterday.
Yeah. I had slight regrets yesterday.
I did as well afterwards.
Yeah, I came away from the show going, I wonder if we might get in trouble.
Yeah, I it wasn't my favourite thing. I know that you lot seem to like it, but cause a bit tired yesterday, cause freshers. I started revealing the list of people that just have been a bit unpleasant when they come into Radio 1.
Yeah, because normally we cover it up. Yeah. And it actually doesn't happen all that much.
No.
But occasionally someone does come in and they are pretty horrible.
But now I've done it, there's a load of messages here. Look, true. Do it more. Do the list more.
Yeah.
We did quite
a lot yesterday. Would you like to name one more, shall we say?
Right, and then we leave it.
And then we'll a little bit leave it.
A little bit leave it, okay?
I'm trying to think who would be... You got one?
I don't... Let me check. Let me think about it before we do it, okay? I'll do it a bit later.
Yeah.
Like after two.
One more from the list.
And then I'm going to run out. Okay. Also included in today's show, what some people do in the toilet is blowing Chris's mind.
Honestly, I'm disgusted by some people out there.
Right.
The things I'm hearing.
I mean, you told me earlier, I can't believe it either.
Mate.
Scott Mills.
Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. Well done, Scott. Obviously, my tune of the week isn't called Cola, it's called Silence. Cola is another track, which is also a good dance record.
No, you got it mixed up.
Oh, shut up, I'm tired.
Well, you shouldn't be making these mistakes at your level. That's my opinion.
Think you're top of the game, do you? Well, I like it. That was Khalid on BBC Radio 1. Right, Chris, what's on your mind?
Okay, so it's been troubling me since I found something out. Like, I can't get it out of my mind. It's what I think about nearly constantly.
Okay. Also, before we do this, can we... I'm very aware that people are eating lunch around about now.
Sure,
So let's keep what we're... Obviously, we'll know what you're saying, but like maybe use the language carefully around it, please.
Fine. All right. Well, all right. Oh, yeah, we can make that work. Mm. So there's this new TV program called Married to a Celebrity. I don't know if you've heard of it, Scott, if you thought of going on it.
Well, I'm not married to a celebrity, so...
But anyway, on this show, Chris Ramsey, you know the comedian Chris Ramsey, his wife revealed this about his toilet habits.
Every time he has a poo, he has to have a shower. Like, to the point where we'll be wanting to go somewhere, he'll go for a poo, and I know that 20 minutes later I'll just hear...
Stop saying poo.
And he'll have a full shower.
Oh, I've just had chicken satay,
fine.
Do you know what I mean?
We're not going to say the word anymore. But, so anyway, Chris Ramsey was on The Breakfast Show last week.
Yeah.
And I actually missed this, right? But my girlfriend heard it and told me about this that evening. And I can't get this out of my head. Have a listen to this.
A full body shower.
Well, not a full body shower, but you know.
Wet style.
Fill in the blank. Yeah, fill in the blank for your imagination. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, squat and spray.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay, good. Like, we're not saying the words, but they definitely
are. No. So Chris Ramsey is discussing what was said in that show about these weird toilet habits where... he has to have a full-on shower.
What, after every time?
Yeah, well, he went on to say this.
Right.
I genuinely once went to a meeting, and then I felt the urge, uh-huh. And I was driving in a car, and I had a couple of minutes before me next thing, and I went back to a hotel that I checked out of, and I said, I've left my credit card in my room, can I go and get it? And they went, yes, and I ran upstairs and did a number two in a shower.
No way.
I can't get this out of my head. Are there seriously people out there, and must be someone listening right now, who has to have a full-on shower
every time they ever sit down?
And then you hear that, it reminds you of that rumour, Scott, about Charlie Sloth.
Oh, right.
And I think he alluded to it on the show once.
Yeah, well, he's one of those, and there's loads of these people. He's one of those that can't go at work.
Mm.
Just can't do it. You know, like psychologically, it's not going to happen. So if he... tell me if this is the right rumour.
Yeah.
If he ever needs the toilet here at Radio 101 Extra... he will check into a hotel nearby.
That's the one. That's the rumour I heard. He goes and books himself into a hotel nearby, which is... This is, like, if true, unbelievable. They're like, the money side of things...
Quite expensive.
But also, when you need to go, the panic that must set in when he's trying to book a room. Just imagine the urgency of the situation.
I need a room now.
What have you got? Do you want a twin or a double?
I really don't care.
Does it have a loo?
I don't care. Right, we need to.
Just what's going on out there? Like,
Charlie,
why can't people just straight up loo?
Right,
and then we were having a discussion about this earlier in the office, and then someone revealed to me something Ryland said.
Yes,
once.
Yeah, so he was on with Matt Edmondson and said this:
if I go to the toilet, not a wee, I have to be completely naked, not even a sock.
What?
You what?
I have to be completely naked. I don't like it. I think it's weird. I think it's weird going to the toilet in clothes.
Hang on.
Is that weird? Is it just me?
Yes, it's weird.
There's just so much going on. So I think I just want to hear from anyone. If you fall into any of those three categories, you rent a room in a hotel, you have to shower afterwards, or you have to get completely naked.
Yeah. I mean, there will be some people out there, I think.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Coming up at 3:30, we will get confirmation. I've just heard this. From Charlie Slough about whether he does book a hotel room every time he needs to go for not a wee.
This is it's a crazy rumour if true, but...
We'll get him in at 3:30. Wow, I mean, there's so much
message. Thank you for sharing,
yeah,
everyone.
I mean, people really are. I mean, you've got your people that can't go to the toilet in work with the top on. So it's just like naked until the waist.
The hundreds of messages we're getting in, what I would say is anyone who's struggling to go at work unless they're completely naked, like, where are you putting the socks?
Right.
And are you walking barefoot around the loo then?
It's weird at work, right?
It's really weird at work.
Yeah. But there are a lot of naked people on saying they can't do it. It doesn't feel right in clothes.
And you never really question what's going on in the cubicle next to you, do you?
No. And then you've got got your base layer.
Oh, I do. Okay, fine. We're going...
Sorry if you're having lunch. Right.
I think there's people who fall into two categories here. There's one who almost treat this like some kind of performance. Mm-hmm. They go there as loud as they can be.
Yeah.
Like, let everyone know I'm here. Dominate the bathroom.
I'm just saying, right, I know this is horrible, but I just need to say this. I was in a pub having Sunday lunch. Literally, this guy was going for it.
Screamer.
Don't do that.
Or you're the second person.
People can hear you.
Which is like me, where you maybe run a tap,
you
put a bass layer down and you go about your business discreetly.
That's right. I don't want people to hear. This guy really did in the pub, but if you put a little bass layer of the toilet roll down there, no noise.
I'm really pleased that we've gone into this.
I
mean, the messages that we're getting in, thank you so much. Yeah. I wish we could read out more.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Can you check on our producer, please, to make sure he's okay?
Well, are you okay over there? Because he's proper grossed out.
Not his favourite segment that we've ever done.
No, but it's an interesting measure, isn't it? Because I appreciate there will be people out there getting grossed out as well.
Like it doesn't take much for our producer, Mark.
No.
In fact, it reminds me of an idea that I had a while ago. Well, we both had make Mark gag.
Yes,
which could be a new thing because I think it'd be quite easy to do.
Well,
just show him a really dirty keyboard.
All I need to do is turn this keyboard upside down, and maybe on him, and it will.
Oh, he'll gag definitely.
He would hate that more. Look at him moving away. Anyway, it's a feature for another time.
Or leave some bitten off nails from someone on the desk there.
Yeah,
he's getting really angry.
Well, we'll definitely do this at some point. Make Mark gag.
Hello, Leah.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, good. What are you saying?
So, basically, toilet habits. When my son was potty training, he had a toddler step at my mum's house.
Oh, yeah.
And me and my sister have got so used to using it when we go to the toilet to have our feet elevated that when we went to IKEA shopping, we both bought one for our own houses.
So you've got your own toilet step there, so your feet are just slightly raised.
Yeah, it just helps you to go much easier, but everyone that comes to my house thinks it's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, a step to put my feet on, I've never even heard of that.
Just try it.
All right, I'll give it a go.
It's more common than you think.
Right.
today's
show is weird again.
No, it's. Do you know what it is? It's just you think everyone's up to the same thing, don't you?
You think
everyone's up to the same. But
everyone's different.
It's all sorts.
Different.
Yes.
Yeah. Now someone's told me that these steps in America are endorsed by RuPaul off of Drag Race. This is ridiculous.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1's T-Awards.
Oh, Alex in Stoke, when are you doing the next person on the list that you don't like? Why is this so popular? I'll do it after half two, okay? Just one more. This all started yesterday when we just did a really honest thing. Like, people that haven't been that nice when they've come into Radio 1 in the past, and I didn't think people were going to like it as much as they have.
I think people are just intrigued to know the truth.
Behind the scenes. Mm. Right, Teen Awards is in 3 weeks. Have you got your ticket yet? If not, why not? It's going to be amazing. Such a brilliant atmosphere. I remember first Teen Awards I went to, first time I walked out on that stage, kind of took my breath away.
Yeah.
It's so loud and so amazing.
I was so nervous. The first time I stepped out, I was like, there were so many people. But then what is amazing about the crowd at the Teen Awards is it's also so welcoming.
Yeah.
And everyone's so positive. It's a really fun day.
You can see that people are literally having the best time of their lives. And yeah, for a lot of people, it'll be their first ever concert, their first ever gig. So, like, to have a lineup like this...
Oh, it's a great way to start.
Right, so... Maybe if you are like a teenager and this could be your first gig, get a ticket. They're on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah,
Rita Ora, The Vamps, Dua Lipa, Liam Payne, and Camila Cabello. Huge names, all at the SSE Arena in Wembley on the 22nd of October.
Well, if you think this might be good for your little brother, little sister, yeah, your cousin, let them know about it.
Honestly, they will have an amazing time. No one walks away from that going, oh, that was rubbish. Right, okay, let's find out who's nominated for Best Single, because we need your help on this too.
One Best Single.
You can choose between Clean Bandit, Anne-Marie and Sean Paul, Rockabye. DJ Khaled, Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts. Is that your best single this year? Or maybe you're going for New Rules, Dua Lipa. Or Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Despacito. Or is your best single Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber? Absolutely every single vote counts on this. You've got until 5:15 on Sunday, the 8th of October. Go to the Radio 1 website to vote. You can see full terms and conditions there as well. And if you want to be there, or maybe get it as, like Chris said, a present for your little brother or little sister, they will love it. You can still get a ticket to this year's Teen Awards in London on the 22nd of October. Get them now from the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills.
We started this yesterday, like... Some celebrities, and maybe they were having an off day, that came in here and just weren't the most pleasant. And I read some out yesterday, because I do have a list in my head. I'm written it down.
Yeah, but we often don't say people.
Bonkers.
Don't say people from the list, because it can get awkward.
There was already one DJ once that had a list of other people they hated at the station. That went down well.
Really?
Yeah.
What? And okay, fine.
Ollie from Loughborough says, Dave Grohl, nice list or not nice list? So nice.
Yeah.
Like the nicest man. I'll do another one in a minute, but then that's it, okay? Okay, so what are you going to say to Kem from Love Island? Because he's just been on, he's been tweeting us going, what are you saying about the track? Probably revolve it around like Litty or something.
I've done a reply from us both. I put Pile of Lit.
Right, good. I was going to suggest Complete Lit.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Cos Litty.
Yeah, that's what we mean. Hello, Anthony.
Now then.
Now then, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. What are you doing?
Literally sat outside a factory just waiting.
Waiting for?
Wait. To put things on my lorry.
Okay,
fine. And who do you normally go for in bangers?
It's you, Chris.
Oh, yeah. This is good to hear, because I'm losing today.
Anthony, you know, like, you've been probably listening to us for a long time. You can be honest. If you're just sat there waiting for people to put stuff on your lorry, that's fine. You don't have to be glamorous with us. Do you know what I mean?
I'll try and make it not sound as exciting as it is.
No,
just tell it how it is,
just
mate.
Be yourself.
Good, yeah.
Here's what I've got for you today. My songs, Know What You Did in the Dark, Fall Out Boy.
That is a good choice.
So that's mine.
That's your one, Scott. You can have my choice today, which is this. This is example. Ha, 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 ha. Stay awake.
No one does it as good as Greg.
Yeah, true. This is a good one. I like this one.
What's this one?
Example. Stay awake.
Right. Those are your choices, Anthony.
It's easy today.
Yes.
I'm ready for the backlash. I'm going with Fall Out Boy.
Oh.
Fine. Come on, you can't beat that. Fall Out Boy, my song's Know What You Did in the Dark. Yes.
Big example, though. One of the greatest artists of all time.
I've got it back, babes.
You have.
Getting twitchy, are you getting twitchy?
Do you know that's the exact phrase? There's a slight twitchy.
There's a little twitch.
Yeah.
Where are you twitching?
It's fine, it's early in the week still, it's 2-0.
Bottom twitch, or?
Mate, I can still win the week. Yeah. Technically.
Yeah. Good song, though, that.
Maybe tomorrow I'll have to go for Kem and Chris as my choice.
Scott Mills.
Ollie and Devon. Oi, where's the person on the list? Right, this is not going to happen anymore after this, OK?
We're doing one more.
The people that just weren't that great when they came in. Little bit of insider knowledge for you, behind the scenes here at Radio 1. I was told this person was going to be loads and loads and loads of fun. And when they came in, really weren't. Quite the opposite, in fact. Just yes or no answers. Do you want to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely on my list.
Who's on the list?
Flo Rida.
Scott Mills.
I started reading out my list of celebs that, when I met them, weren't that nice yesterday, and people can't get enough of it. Michael says, well, what you said about Flo Rida is true. He blocked me on Twitter. Yeah, but you did call him a whoppo who just copies other people's dance music, so I think that's fair enough.
BBC Radio 1.
I've noticed I am so bad at doing voicemails. You know, the the pressure gets to me, I find, whenever
voicemails?
I have to leave a voicemail.
Who?
You say it's a who, you just don't ever do them.
I don't
Lots
do them.
Lots of people do them.
Do you want to know, this will stress you out, I've got, hang on, 94 voicemails I haven't listened to, because what's the point?
So when I leave you a voicemail, you don't even listen, do you not?
No. I haven't listened to 94.
For me, it's the pressure of the situation. Then I know sometimes in the voicemail it says press hash to restart the voicemail, and then you can give it another go. But then I always think, oh no, I'm going to press the wrong button or something, and then it's, you know what I mean. It's just going to be a mess.
I've got some vintage ones here from like 2014. Still haven't listened to them.
Really? Oh, we should go through these one day.
Yeah,
this could be awesome.
I know. They just stress me out generally.
Yeah. And anyway, I had to leave a voicemail for an electrician the other day.
Right.
So kind of a stranger. And it was the most garbled voicemail. And I knew as I was doing it that I was really struggling to find a way to end the call.
Right. So me and the team were discussing this earlier. So you left Tom, who works on the show, a voicemail earlier today.
I can't do it.
No, you can't. You do things like, right, okay, I'm going to say bye now, so I'm going now, so I'll say bye.
I try and find, like, a funny way to end it, to end the voicemail.
I've got it here, right? So listen to how long and unnecessarily random this is.
I can't do it.
You keep going on and on. Is it the stress of it, is it?
It's just like the pressure. It's like the white, you've got one shot.
You have two new voice messages.
Okay.
New voice messages. Message.
You all right, Tom? It's Chris Stark. I just tried calling Mark, but I couldn't get hold of him. Just to let you guys know, I'm going to be probably about half an hour late. So sorry about that. I was DJing in Portsmouth last night, so it ended up being a bit of a late one. I slept in slightly. Hope that's okay. Also, though, The Beast, last night, he did a rap, which might
get
be
so
good to do today, to play on the show, that is, because it's quite funny. Anyway, hope you guys are okay, and I will call you back in a bit to check that you've got this.
Come on!
Anything else you need for the show, just let me know. I'm on my phone. Yep. And I'll be there probably about half an hour
yeah,
late.
You said that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, mate. Call me back if you need anything. And I'm going to say bye. I am knackered. Right, I'm going to say bye. I'll see you in a bit. All right, then, bye.
Get off the
phone.
To listen to your message again.
I'm so sorry. It's worse than I thought it would be.
Bye. I'm going to say bye.
Okay, why announce? I do it every time, and I know. And most voicemails, I go, "Oh, I'm quite tired, so this probably isn't making much sense." It's like, what? Why are you saying that? Don't apologise.
I hope you guys are okay.
Can't do it.
Find one of mine because I've blatantly left you one.
You're amazing. To be fair, when you leave voicemails, they're like they're tight,
right?
Tight and bright. I
pride myself on my voicemails because I look at them like doing a radio link.
Do you actually? They sound like I play one.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to check it?
Check it first,
in case you're saying. Let me check.
I don't listen to mine, but I did leave one for you the other day.
Oh, trust me, you do good voicemail.
Okay, right.
I'll play one. Yeah, let's play one in a minute. Let me check it first.
I apply the same pressure that I do when I'm on the radio to myself.
I like that. That's good.
Right. We're going to play Bastille of the Night now. Do you remember when you did a version of this? Just mash up two 90s songs.
Two 90s songs and go weird on the second one, voice-wise.
I love playing this.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue is his house, with a blue little window, and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him, and himself, and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
Easy, 290 songs put them together.
I love this, don't you?
One of my favourite things we've ever done.
One. Scott Mills.
Oh, mate. Yeah. All right, mate.
Okay.
Call me back if you need anything.
God, you're not this boring in real life.
No, I know.
I'm knackered. Right, I'm going to say bye. I'll see you in a bit. All right, then. Bye. Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Or maybe I am.
No, you're not. Honestly. Boring is not a word I would use to describe you.
It's crazy, though. It's hearing that, realise how bad I give voicemail-wise.
Heather in Edinburgh says, I do the same thing when leaving voicemails. I hate it. I never know what to say. But obviously, fine when having a conversation. You're not alone. It's the pressure.
You leave amazing voicemails, though, Scott. You're right. You're pacey. You list things. You sort of... You do what you do on the radio. You sort of say what's coming up
I think
as
it
well,
is.
Which is a weird...
I think it's the radio background. Yeah, I do trail forward to things that might come later. So, as you're supposed to do on the radio.
I'm plugged in. Okay. If you want to, we can listen to Scott's voicemail.
Think of yours, and now listen to how snappy mine is.
This is how it should be done.
Like it is on the radio.
Your class.
Hello, it's Scott. Okay, three things for you. Number one, Simon is now picking us up to Lincoln slightly earlier because his sat-nav is saying heavy traffic, so that's going to be 7 o'clock now. Number two, let me know what you think about having the photos done. I'm happy to go ahead with them. I just need to know when, what time, and I can tell you the details of the location later on when you call me back. And three, I booked us breakfast to discuss that thing we were talking about next Friday at 9:15 in your favourite place does the avocado on toast because it's your new favourite. I love that you just discovered avocados, by the way. Anyway, if you call me back in the next 15 minutes, I can tell you more. Oh, also, I've got details of something brilliant that happened at Radio 1 yesterday, which we need to talk about on the show tomorrow. Okay, speak to you in a bit. Love you, bye.
See, you like that?
Yeah, and the way you trailed forward at the end there.
Absolutely. Like, call me back and I'll tell you about something brilliant that happened.
Teasing me.
That compared to yours, see? Different class.
Scott Mills.
Ah, something else. People at the end of voicemails go, okay, bye, 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 bye. Can you not do so many byes? Thank you.
Well, I said bye for the last sort of 25 seconds of that voicemail.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going now.
I'm going to say bye.
I'm going to say bye. Just go. This is exciting. In just over half an hour, Greg James with the first ever radio show from the foot of the Fatberg. I enjoy how obsessed they are with the Fatberg on that show.
The foot of the Fatberg.
Yeah, that's happening. Who knows what he's going to find down there? Well, we do. Condoms. And other stuff. This is a world exclusive. No other radio station has attempted this before. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I mean, it's something like... You'll always remember where you were when you heard this show.
The foot of the Fatberg.
From the foot of the Fatberg. Coming up at 4 with Greg. Radio 1. Oh my gosh, it's Charlie Sloth.
Oh my gosh!
It's been a while, mate.
It's been ages, man.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Still doing that show on One Extra, are you?
Yeah, still smashing it out of the park, mate.
4 p.m. every day, is it?
Don't know, man, G.
Also, really enjoying your Instagram of all of your DJ gigs.
Yeah, I'm killing it out there.
Yeah, you really are.
Do you know what I like about the pictures from your gigs as well? Always, at that exact moment that you take that picture, they are all in the crowd filming you.
Yeah, no, they're always filming me throughout the whole show.
Isn't that incredible?
It's almost like someone's told them to do that. Like,
put the lights on your phone and sort of turn it around. But no, I think it's just that exact moment that you obviously take the picture.
No, the thing is, they film me throughout the whole set.
Well, they're having that good a time, they're all on their phones.
By the time they get to the end of the set, their batteries are dead.
Right, I was going to say.
The lights are out.
What, so they're using the whole of their
their battery power.
They're using the whole of their battery power.
Yeah.
Filming a fat bloke DJing.
Well, it's more than just a fat bloke. It's a very good looking fat bloke who's very good at DJing.
But are you using them to save on money for other lights? Do you know what I mean? So you.
Well, I don't actually ask them to get their phones out.
Be honest.
Sometimes I do, but in you know, most occasions I don't.
No.
I want to come to one of your gigs.
We've been saying it for years.
They look amazing.
Come.
They look amazing.
You never come. I've invited you to about a million.
I know.
Yeah, and you don't ever come.
Well, we do our own, don't we? So
yeah.
Anyway, we should do like an exchange sort of thing. You come to one of ours, we'll come to one of yours.
Good idea.
Do one together.
That would be sick.
Oh, that would be sick.
That would go off.
Yes, mate.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Might even be busy for me.
Yours are always busy.
Okay, so earlier on in the show, we were talking about this. This is what happened. Have a listen. Tell me if this is the right rumour.
Yeah.
If he ever needs the toilet here at Radio 101 Extra, he will check into a hotel nearby.
That's the one. That's the rumour I heard. He goes and books himself into a hotel nearby, which is, this is like, if true, unbelievable. The money side of things.
Quite expensive.
But also, when you need to go, the panic that must set in when he's trying to book a room. Just imagine the urgency of the situation.
I need a room now.
What have you got? Do you want a twin or a double?
I really don't care.
Does it have a loo?
I don't care.
Wow.
Confirm or deny?
I can confirm that I can't go...
At work.
Or, you know, in other people's houses. I find it very hard.
Okay, so why not just go into the hotel lobby? The reception?
No. I think it's a hygiene thing. Mm. I think it is a hygiene thing. I think it's the thought of somebody else sitting on that toilet.
Yeah, but that will happen. So hang on, when you go around something, well, that's mad. So
when you go to a hotel, the toilet has been sanitised.
Right, so...
And it has the label over it to say, this toilet has been sanitised.
All right, well, you can't tell when you're going to need to go and when the urge is there. So what happens...
I'm quite regular, to be honest.
Right, okay, that's fine.
I'm quite regular. But if the situation arises, it has done in the past... Then I will go across the road to the hotel across the road and I'll book a room.
Not that one.
Yeah.
What, that one?
Not that one.
What side of the road?
To the left.
Looking.
I know. The slightly less expensive one.
The slightly less expensive one.
I was going to say, if you're checking into that one that really is near here,
no.
Then you have got money.
It's the one to the left.
I know the one.
Yeah.
That's where I got measured for my Strictly trousers.
But it takes a while to book a room, right?
No, don't. I'm Charlie Slough, brother. I walk in there, say, I need a room. Of course, Charlie.
They're like,
I'm in.
I understand,
done.
Charlie. Straight up from 203.
So, I'm done.
So, like, let's say it's 7 o'clock today. You finish your show. You smash it out of the park on One Extra.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, can't wait till I get home. Yeah. You're going to go and book a room.
Yeah. It's happened many a time.
Just have the biscuits.
I'm being serious. Because it's not only the procedure of going, it's then sanitising myself afterwards.
But Charlie, you know how mad this is that the amount of money and everything to book a room.
At least make yourself a cup of tea while you're in there. Use the tea and coffee making facilities.
Nah.
Is that where you just go in and then go out again?
Yeah.
But you've booked the room for the whole
night. I'll have a shower.
Shower afterwards.
Yes,
as well.
Because we were talking about this. Some people have showers after they've done
it's
that.
It's very, very important.
Every time. I thought this is like one or two people.
No, this is like, for me, people that don't, I'm like, you're disgusting, man.
This is
a full shower.
Absolutely disgusting.
And when you're doing the thing that's not a wee,
fam, tell me,
are you naked?
When I'm what?
Are you naked?
No, that's of course not.
Oh no, because some people they're naked while they're doing. They can't do it with clothes on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a thing for me.
All right.
Obviously, I'm naked when I get in the shower.
What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that, you know, obviously when you're trying to clean yourself afterwards with dry paper, you ain't cleaning yourself properly.
All right, okay.
How can you ever clean yourself with a piece of paper like that?
Okay.
It's disgusting.
All right, cool. Well, I just wanted to get...
Hey, Klingons in the place!
Oh, stop it!
Klingons!
Charlie!
Come play Star Trek!
See, I knew it was going so well, and then that happens at the end.
Scott Mills.
Well, he's ridiculous.
He's really got me thinking.
A hotel room every time. Just get a bum hose.
You what?
A bum hose. You know, like... having some toilets when you're abroad. Like a little hose there to just wash up, you know?
We don't have those here.
No, we'll... Less time consuming than a shower. This is BBC Radio 1.
Radio
1's
T Awards. And when we wake
up... It's so close now. Teen Awards is 3 weeks away in London. A chance for you to come and see some of the world's biggest acts at one of the best... and definitely one of the loudest gigs of the year. Also, most of the lineup have been on this show. Like Rita Ora, remember when we played the honesty game with her? We had a random question generator that could throw up any question at all, generally the ones we're too scared to ask.
In a desperate situation, how much money could you lay your hands on in the next half hour?
She told us she only carries one card, so it's £250 max at the cash point. But surely someone could get her loads of money at short notice.
My accountant, who is so strict with me and my cards.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you get told off?
I do, yeah. But I'll ask them to tell me off.
Stop spending that money,
exactly.
Rita.
Exactly. I'm like, at this point, you're going to have to always tell me what to do.
You can also see live Liam Payne at the Teen Awards. Closer than you've ever seen him before. Remember when we got him to read out pervy tweets from people about him?
The way his veins stick out of his arms. Oh, I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle.
BBC Radio 1.
Also on our amazing Teen Awards lineup, The Vamps. You'll see them if you get your tickets. Remember when they came in recently to play Innuendo Bingo? Maybe they'll be up for a live game of it at the Teen Awards. Reporter George Riley is interviewing Tim Henman on Wimbledon Centre Court. Now, Tim gets so much access, unlimited access at Wimbledon. He can go where he wants and... Well, he gets to see a lot more than the general public do.
So it's been challenging, but I think the court looks very good. I did take a picture of, Djokovic's hole.
Also on our superstar lineup at the Teen Awards, Camila Cabello in 3 weeks and Dua Lipa. Remember, she was on the show to surprise one of her biggest fans? And we asked the fan, Mikey, what he would do if he ever met or spoke to Dua Lipa.
I don't know. I'd probably die.
Why didn't you tell her? Because she's on the other line now. Hi.
Wait, what? Hi, Mikey. You all right, babe? No, this isn't happening. You're not Dua Lipa.
No, I am. And I've seen your video as well.
You've seen my video? Oh, my God. Like, that video slayed my existence.
I just slayed your existence.
Okay. We can hashtag slay my existence.
It's going to be an amazing day at London's Wembley Arena. Get your tickets now from the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Listen to us live anywhere you want on your phone. Just get the BBC iPlayer radio app.